of the things that did strike me that perhaps could have been a resonance in a way was in Oedipus the King, there were these great central doors. Mm. It was in front of the palace, wasn't it?
That's right.
It is in the original, set in the original. And this, I thought, worked to spectacular effect throughout the play, but particularly when Oedipus appears as the blinded Oedipus. Could you just describe a little bit about that? Because it was just stunning.
Covered in tinfoil, they were. tearing down the fourth wall. But, I mean, yes, the designs, I believe, were by David Kakane for the Four Thebans. And for Oedipus the King, yes, there was a sort of a landscape with a cyclorama around it, so that you know, very clear of the day that this happening. It starts with the Thebans arriving at dawn. Great huge steps, and yes, these huge giant doors that dwarf Michael Pennington, and he comes out of them at the beginning in this wonderfully militaristic white suit, and he had a blonde wig for it, and just looks every inch the golden boy and the hero, and then sort of creeps through these. It is a great image of, to coin a cliche, how the mighty have fallen. He comes in with these two sort of gaping red holes where his eye should be, still in the white suit, still with all the trappings of success and leadership around him.
The arm was across the face, wasn't it? And then the blood appeared very slowly and trickled down. I see. I can still remember that.